The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Kaneda Gris. Being the son of a regional crime boss wasn't easy. However you tried to rebel, you were never going to be as bad as your own father. And Boss Gris was neither a forgiving nor nurturing parent. He had expectations, and woe betide anyone who disappointed him, even his own son. From an early age, Kaneda learned to take a beating. His father wasn't abusive in the normal sense, but it didn't matter to Kaneda. A beating was still a beating, regardless of whether it was punishment or drunken rage. His mother was never a particularly important aspect of Kaneda's life. He was brought up by their house slaves. Kaneda's values were those of his father. He felt he was better than everyone else by virtue of his birth, because his father had told him he was. He felt the whole world was there for him to take, because his father had told him it was. He felt violence was the way to solve any problem, because that was the lesson his environment constantly taught him. The older Kaneda got, the more his father seemed to be disappointed in him. If there was one aspect of Kaneda's personality his father was truly proud of, it was that his son was tough. But in every other respect, he was a disappointment. His father wanted to train him as his own replacement, but it was clear from early on that the best kind of intelligence Kaneda could master was a kind of low cunning. His father was a master of control through selectively applied violence. Kaneda was an angry thug. Boss Gris was a subtle tactician. Kaneda was impulsive and greedy. Perhaps worst of all in his father's eyes, Kaneda never had the vision to step outside his father's house, to make something for himself. Instead, he lazed around, started fights, engaged in petty thievery and pointless murders. Of course, being a disappointment to his father, but failing to truly understand why, Kaneda simply became worse. Perhaps some people would have looked within themselves to find the faults that others saw. Instead, Kaneda justified himself by blaming the world around him, his father especially, instead of facing his own failings or trying to improve himself. These feelings of anger and resentment manifest themselves in his aggressive and spiteful behavior. He is angry with the world and wants to make it suffer. Kaneda is a classic hothead. He is arrogant, resentful, lazy, and worst of all in his father's eyes, unserious. Were he someone else's son, he'd just be another street punk, a foot soldier. But as the son of Boss Gris, he had to be seen to hold position. Despite that, he's never moved beyond the rank of lieutenant, in charge of a gang of simple-minded thugs, and only trusted with the most basic of tasks. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.